Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brent Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means? Well, we got a lot to talk about here today, don't we? Yes. NXT is tonight. That should be exciting. Especially because it's the return of Booker T. He's back. We got the full lineup for the show, as well as Dynamite tomorrow, which does not have much advertised, but they do have something very big, which is Sting's, that's how they're advertising it, final Dynamite appearance before retirement. So we'll talk about that. Will Ospreay will also appear on Dynamite on Wednesday. We have got the Raw show from last night, which was a weird show. There was a lot of talking, a lot of angles, and the matches weren't even all that great. There were a couple that were all right, but a lot of short matches and a very weird final segment. And we're here on the road to WrestleMania, so there's going to be more of this. And the funny thing is, you know, we were talking yesterday in Observer Radio, and Dave said, well, you know, they got to shoot all these angles for Mania. We got to fill up these cards. And I was like, well, they shot all these angles for matches we already know. The show didn't even end with one new match. So we'll tell you about that. Plus, a lot of news. New Japan star headed to WWE. A bunch of new hires in WWE, as well as promotions that we can talk about here. We've got an update on Julia. We've got all of the ratings from this past weekend. We have got the Rampage, Collision, and SmackDown numbers. And as expected, I mean, even though that WWE pay-per-view aired very, very early in the morning on Saturday, it still crushed Collision because people weren't staying up until 5 in the morning to watch that show. So, all of the news, Mike Sempervivi joins us after the break. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. What's going on, Mike?
What's up?
That music abruptly ended and threw me off.
Yes, it did.
You know, I leave here and there. I go hither and yon.
I've heard.
And you know, when I'm gone, it's like, you know, Vinny comes over to do a show, but he's like over there. And then my parents come over because they live nearby and they hang out, stay here. But like they're downstairs. And man, I come back and like everything is so screwed up here. Like, is my dad here, like, pretending he's doing the show? Like, what's going on? The camera was, like, 3 inches. If you go back to the opening segment, the camera's, like, 3-4 inches lower. It's, like, from here on down. And then yesterday it was pointing over there. And then we had a power surge. And so, you know, I find out when the show's on the air and Filthy can't connect.
Were there a bunch of things in the room askew by chance?
Like, just in my area.
Because what exactly are they doing over there, do you think?
I don't know. I'm going to have to find out. And it ain't easy to move that camera up and down. That's the other thing.
Well, look, being such a control freak as you are and such a tightly wrapped human being in the way that you are, I got to give you credit because it's one thing to let your parents come over when you're not around. In fact, not even not around. You're an entire ocean away. But then you let your friends like Vinny in. Are you sure that it's only Vinny who's coming in here, or do you think
Sean shows up, and they may be having parties. Like, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, clean up when you're done, but don't mess with my camera.
You're going to have to say that to, like, you know, later on to your daughters. It's like, okay, whatever you do, I don't want anybody over to this house. I don't want any boys over to this house, but you know what? I know kids are going to party. You're going to do what you're going to do, but whatever you do, don't mess with my microphone.
Actually, you know what's funny is we'll get into the news in a second, everybody, but Mike's been gone for a while.
I have.
You know, my kids, it's like, they don't know what's going on, you know? Although Paisley, she's about to turn 8. Tomorrow, actually, is her 8th birthday, which is impossible to believe.
Aww.
And, you know, Hanalei's 4. And it's like, I don't think they know anything about anything, like, regarding what I do. But, like, every now and then, you know, we come up here and we watch shows before bed. They sit on the couch over there and they watch shows and I read or whatever. And every now and then, Paisley will walk over here and she'll sit in this chair and she'll start doing a show. And like, what are you doing? Like, how do you know any of this? But she'll go, how's it going, everybody? And she'll do like a little mini show. Oh my God.
Hey, now, when you leave the room at night, does she go, "I'll talk to you again after a while"?
No, they don't do that. I will record it someday. Actually, the one thing I wish I could find a recording of, and like I save everything. It's all on my Dropbox, but there's like a year or two that I don't know if I switched computers and didn't upload or something, but when she was, little, she was under three. I think I've told this story before. And this is something that is non-wrestling, but I know a lot of you have kids, okay? So listen. If you have a kid and they're maybe 1-2 years old and you read them the same book all the time, she used to always read Little Fur Family, okay? This book, Little Fur Family. And it's a book for little kids, but it's not like it's, you know, simple. I mean, it's you read them a story. It's a story. And one day when she was, you know, maybe 2.5, couldn't read, you know, she was for sure under three. I was going to read her the book again. And just as a joke, I said, "Why don't you read the book to me today?" And she opened the book and she did the entire book cover to cover. But she couldn't read. It was like, if you read a little youngster a book over and over again, they'll memorize the entire book. And I sat her down in front of the mic and I said, "Read me the book." And she read the entire book into the microphone. It's the cutest thing you've ever heard. Like, she can barely even, like, it's crazy. So I wish I could find that recording because it is absolutely amazing. Her reading Little Fur Family. Reading, I put in, you know, quotation marks. But if you have a kid that they're that age and you read them the same book, try it one day. Just go read the book to me. And they'll go through the whole book. It's crazy. I wish I had a memory like that.
Hey, repetition is the key. You ever heard that expression? There's a great example of it. Now, I cannot wait, though, until she is able to read all sorts of books.
Reddit?
Lots.
I can wait for that one.
Well, look,
I remember when your son found out you were hated.
By you.
That
was the
coming.
Worst part of the deal. But here's the thing. I cannot wait till she says, "Daddy, read me the story of Ole Anderson."
Oh, man.
Tell me about that time that Uncle Dave and you interviewed Ole Anderson and he said words that were not fit for national radio.
He wasn't, but you know what? You know what I got to say about Ole?
What's that?
That's a man that lived his gimmick. His gimmick was a curmudgeonly old,
yes,
grumpy, but that was life.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And you know, the famous, we call it the horseman beatdown. I'm not sure if that's entirely accurate, but we've been using that term for years and years and years. You know, you do the tag match and then you turn on the guy. It's a 3-on-1 beatdown. I mean, I waited years. I was always like, this has got to be the horseman. And then they didn't do it. And hey, you know what's funny? I don't know if it's funny, but I don't know what they were planning to do on Friday or what they are planning to do. But we do have Bayley and Dakota Kai against the other members of Damage Control, and we might get that horseman beatdown this coming Friday on SmackDown.
Hey, Brian, you want to draw an even more pronounced line to it? Sting is going to North Carolina, and he is trusting in Ric Flair, who just walked into the Young Bucks locker room.
Well, I don't know if he's trusting in Ric Flair. I think we're going to find out that he doesn't trust this guy.
Well, the whole
thing. And we're
going to
find out what's going on.
After all of these years, one thing that Sting, if you looked at the kayfabe magazines, always pointed out was, how can you continue to fall for Ric Flair? How can you continue to fall for the Horseman? So, you know, we may get some sort of takeoff on that, although I kind of hope at the end of the day, Ric Flair isn't the one that's turning on Sting.
Well, I think they'll do. There's two.
Last match.
You know what? Here's the thing. There's two choices, okay? And I really don't care which one they do, because you can make either of them work, all right? It's Sting's final match. So your two options are, Sting pretends like he's going with the Young Bucks, but then, I'm sorry, Ric Flair. Ric Flair pretends he's going with the Young Bucks, but then, of course, he screws them to give Sting the big victory, okay?
I like that.
That's easy. But you know what? You know what?
He's there for 3 years.
The other one is,
they wear the same suits now.
Sting does, in fact, on his final match, get almost screwed by Ric Flair. Ric Flair tries to screw him in his final match, but Sting foils him again, and ends up getting the victory.
And it was Sting.
Either way, Sting wins.
Very last Nitro, he did get the victory over Ric Flair. That did happen there. So, you know, Sting going out on top. I would like to see this here. And again, you got these goofy ratings and everything. Go ahead and use the ratings to do a tag team title tournament, you know, after the fact. But it'll be interesting to see what they do decide to do there. But I know we don't have a whole lot of time for Ole Anderson today. But as you said, he was the quintessential cantankerous man, but he was also the quintessential tough guy wrestler, the quintessential great promo, a great tag team wrestler, the quintessential tag team wrestler, and in a brother tag team, you know, combination at that, even though he wasn't actually brothers with Gene Anderson. You got some people have a little different philosophy if you're teaming with a brother than you would just a normal tag team member. And what he and Gene Anderson were able to do, if you go to the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame book by Greg Oliver and Steven Johnson, came out in 2005. The number six tag team of all time, Ole and Gene Anderson. And he gets a lot of...
Number six of all time?
Number six of all time. Wow. Gets a lot of deserved, because of his personality and because of his failings as a booker late in the game. Those are a lot of demerits against him. And he didn't do anything to help his cause at times because of his personality. But the reality is there was a lot of other years where Ole Anderson was incredibly successful at what he did. And he probably will never be in the Observer Hall of Fame, him nor Gene Anderson. But
well,
I got to be honest.
At this point, after 15 years,
I know,
they ain't going to happen.
But they absolutely deserve it.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
And the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We got so much to talk about here. I do want to mention that later on tonight, Brian and Vinny's show, it is the last Brian and Vinny of February, and it is Black History Month. And so tonight, we'll be watching the following WrestleMania 37 matches. We have got Lashley versus Drew McIntyre, Apollo Crews versus Big E, and yes, the Nigerian drum fight. And Bianca Belair and Sasha, which would be the, I believe, first time two black women headlined a WWE pay-per-view night. So that's coming up here tonight. And we have not made a decision about next month, but I think it's going to be that WWF, God, I always forget what it's called. I always think it's Collision.
Superstar?
Challenge.
Challenge.
Some mid-80s challenge. So we can get back into, these are the four you're going to watch. You'll know week after week after week, etc.
Now, so, are you going back into the 80s, or are you sticking in the 90s with these?
What do you mean?
I mean, where are you pulling these out of here, these superstars, what era, or the challenges?
Challenge.
The
80s, okay. 80, they got 80s challenge-ups, like 86, 87.
Okay,
so
the
I think
good
we need
stuff.
To go back to that, yeah.
For us old men here.
Hey, listen, I enjoyed some of the those 90s superstars shows. I might have been the only one.
Well, here's the thing with the 80s ones. You know, the matches aren't much because that's not what WWF did. You know, you get all those squash matches, but what really makes it are some of the interviews and some of the vignettes and things like that that we see today, but were groundbreaking or, you know, certainly jarring for a lot of old wrestling fans back then. But there's a lot of very entertaining stuff in there, too.
It says, get some Ron Simmons in there. We did, like, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
The first, what was it, 99? I forget the show it was, but Tama Tonga is heading to WWE. There's a members-only story by Dave up on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. But the gist of it is, Tama Tonga is heading to WWE. Now, what are we going to do with this guy?
I can tell you.
I think it's very obvious that he ain't coming to not be a part of the Bloodline.
Wait a second, he's not going to be a good brother?
No, I don't think so. But, you know, I was thinking about this, and you know, there's a million things they can do. But I think the easiest one is that if you've been watching the show for a long time, it is very, very clear that Roman has been telling Solo Sikoa, you are the next tribal chief. And Solo Sikoa, if you've looked at his booking, obviously at some point he's turning babyface to feud with Roman Reigns. Well, how does this happen? I don't know, but I could see a simple storyline where Tama Tonga comes in and all of a sudden he's Roman's guy. And he's the one getting everything that Solo used to get. You know, Roman drops the line that he could be the... And Solo, you know, he's the odd man out. And finally he does the big split. And there's your Solo Sikoa-Roman Reigns feud. And then Tama Tonga is Roman's second in command or whatever. They're going to need something for Roman to do once he's no longer champion. And a feud with the Bloodline, Solo Sikoa. I mean, you could do something there. Or he might end up a good brother. But I don't think that's what's going to end up happening.
Well, I mean, it just depends on how long you want this story arc to go with The Rock and with the Bloodline. Because are we bringing in Jacob Fatu possibly down the line? Is this just the first of a couple of people that they could bring in? You know, something that's been rumored for a while, something I think it was Jacob Fatu talked about when he wanted his release from MLW, was that they actually contacted everybody and wanted them to be a part of something. So they could absolutely do something like this, but it just, I guess, depends on how long you want to try to draw it out for. I think Tama Tonga joining WWE is the best possible move for everybody. I think if you put give him a new name, give him a little bit of a new coat of paint, introduce him in as one of the island boys. Yes, he is not Samoan, but Haku, all that stuff. He might as well be, just like Snuka, all that sort of stuff. You know, we're all in the family together.
He is considered part of the family.
Part of the family.
Even though he is not actually part of the family.
Yeah, it's that island linkage that is out there. So I think this is the best move, because him going to Impact, or him going to AEW, to me, he goes in as Tama Tonga. I think he's just another guy who has some good matches, and I just don't see where he can. He doesn't maximize his potential. He may win more titles there. He may be in more 5-star matches there, whatever. But I don't think it's the best thing for him. He goes to TNA. He's a huge fish in a small pond. They can bank on him. He's great. He can work with the young guys. He would be new to a lot of people. There could be some good things there. But the problem is, for him, it's the least paying of all of the gigs, and it's the least shine out of all of them. So I like this opportunity for him. And if it works out well for him, who knows if it opens the door again for Tangaloa, who was there at one point, and Hikuleo, who, again, he's got to develop a lot more in New Japan, but if he continues to do that, he still may be a guy, because of his size and his look, that WWE is interested in down the line.
Bernier says, isn't Rock going to turn baby, or Roman going to turn babyface? I don't think so at all. Listen.
He could.
Here's the thing. Obviously,
the line,
eventually.
Yeah.
Okay, but The Rock was not supposed to do this heel gimmick. The Rock was supposed to be the babyface versus Roman Reigns. Didn't work out. So, Rock's going full heel, okay? But I see this whole WrestleMania thing as The Rock playing the role of Mike Tyson in the Shawn Michaels, Steve Austin, 1998 WrestleMania deal. He is a heel now, but ultimately there is going to be a split, and he is going to be the babyface versus Roman Reigns as the heel, and they will do Rock and Roman down the line. I don't see Rock being the heel in that situation and Roman Reigns being the babyface, because Rock did not come back to be a heel. He's embraced the heel role because that's what ended up happening, but that was not what he came here to do. So I think that he will be turning babyface. The Rock will remain the heel for when you do the Rock versus Roman match. Now, I guess we'll go to this year. We got some hirings and some promotions. Rob Fee. Which, man, is that ever an NXT name or what? Rob Fee, the former Marvel writer, announced Tuesday his new title, WWE Director of Character Development. He was first hired as the, quote, Director of Long-Term Creative in September of 2022. And he wrote some exciting news. Last year, I moved to Florida to be able to work with talent directly on every aspect of their characters. Today, my title is officially WWE Director of Character Development. And he was congratulated by Ariel Helwani. Made sure to get his congratulations in. He once pitched a movie based on Bray Wyatt's The Fiend and played a pivotal role in the development of the White Rabbit campaign, leading to his return at Extreme Rules 2022. Also, Patrick Scott, indie wrestler, has retired from wrestling, and he is now a member of, well, he's a WWE creative writer's assistant, which means he is an assistant to the writers, but he has now gotten that job. Left North Carolina as an independent wrestler, woke up yesterday in Connecticut, an employee of WWE. What's so funny?
Nothing. I don't know. You know, sometimes you fall asleep in places and you wake up.
I have never fallen asleep and woke up in WWE.
It's like a whole new world. You know, you're like, oh my God, how did this happen? What is his exact title again? His bulky title that he has now?
You're talking about Rob Fee?
Yes.
Rob Fee is the, damn it, Mike.
Vice President of...
Rob Fee is the WWE Director of Character Development.
Is that above or below, I guess it would be below because it doesn't have a senior in front of it, the vice president of talent development creative.
Brother, if the check cashes, I don't care what it is or where it ranks.
Call me whatever you want.
Kidding me? I don't even know what my title is. I've been doing this since 95.
Thought you were boss man.
I guess maybe I'm a CEO. Isn't that fancy? Is that a fancy enough title? I don't know. Tokyo Sports article confirmed Julia will leave Stardom at the end of March when her contract expires. Breaking news from Sports. Thank you. Yes. It's first reported by our own Dave Meltzer. She is expected to join WWE eventually, but only after helping Stardom founder Rossi Ogawa with a new promotion. The reason she is delaying her WWE start is so she can be there to kick off the promotion for a while, get the promotion going, then she is going to end up with WWE at some point. So she had been with Stardom since 2019, started with Ice Ribbon 2017, one-time Wonder of Stardom champion, one-time World of Stardom champion, current New Japan Strong Women's champion.
And a hell of an ass kicker she is. And looks good.
She's awesome.
No matter what the hairstyle is. Just a fantastic total package. That'll be great for WWE if, and she's apparently working on this, if she can learn enough English to get a little bit more of a promo down. Asuka has been able to survive without having, you know, English promo skills, but it will not hurt this woman's game at all to pick up some more English because, again, if things work out the way they hopefully will for her, she could be a star.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039.
800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. 8-0 NXT tonight. Ilya Dragunov, Carmelo Hayes face-to-face. Noam Dar versus a member of the No Quarter Catch crew. Gallows and Anderson versus Edris Enofe and Malik Blade. Von Wagner and Lexus King. Kiana James and Kalani Jordan. Dijak and Luca Crucifino and Ridge Holland speaks. You know, they actually could have Tama Tonga show up as part of the Good Brothers in NXT if they want him to do an NXT run for a while and then make his debut at Mania. I guess we'll find out. But anyway, the other thing is Booker T returns. And I saw I saw that in the Observer Awards, Booker T, I believe, won Worst Announcer.
Boo.
Is that right?
Yeah. Boo.
This is wrong, okay? And I was thinking about it, and here's... No, Brian Rose, he's not. No, he's not. Okay? And you watch NXT. Booker has been gone, and they have replaced him with Byron Saxton. There's no way that Booker is worse than Byron Saxton. And the thing is that Booker T and Byron Saxton both have a tendency to say stupid things, okay? But Byron says stupid things and he's boring. Booker says stupid things and at least, like, there's never a dull moment.
With panache.
It adds a little bit of extra fun to the show that you don't get with Byron Saxton. And on top of that, I don't know what's happened in the last week, okay? But Michael Cole has careened off a cliff, and it's starting to make me mad, okay? Like, he has been much better without Vince yelling in his headset, but for some reason this past week, he said so many stupid things. It's back to, like, the same generic, you know, it's back to the same generic WWE speak. Then he's saying stupid stuff like, you know, what was the one the other day? Anyway, somebody was like a boxer, Tyler Bate. He goes, Tyler Bate's a boxer by trade. I'm like, no, he's not. You know what by trade means? It's just, and then yesterday, the show opened with like a recap or something, and he's doing the thing where he's laughing at it, the fake laughter, which, like, I haven't had to hear him do that in years. He's back to doing the fake laughter. And then they had a spot where, I can't remember who it was, but somebody had somebody upside down, and they swung him into the bottom turnbuckle. And Cole loses money. He goes, that should be illegal. And I'm like, why? Their head got rammed into the buckle. It happens in every single match. It's worse because they were swung into it. And he kept going on and on about it should be illegal. And I'm like, literally in what? Like, you could do that to someone in UFC in the cage and they wouldn't be disqualified. What are you talking about? And just like all throughout the show, I'm like, God. They have to hear that Booker T wins Worst Announcer. I'm like, that's not right. But anyway, he's back.
I'm going to possibly correct you, but it does open the door for you to then jump on his old man references. But could it possibly be that because of his age, he was referencing the boxer by Simon and Garfunkel in the line about, you know, being a fighter by trade?
Well, I'm sure he was
possible?
Saying, but, like, do you know what by trade means? I'll tell you what Tyler Bate isn't by trade. A boxer, okay? He's a wrestler by trade. That's his trade. I don't care what he did 10 years ago. He ain't a boxer by trade. I had a whole list of things that Cole said on that Australia pay-per-view that just, I was stabbing at my eyes and my ears.
I'm not defending this at all. But
sounds like you are.
I'm not. I haven't even said anything yet. But hasn't this been a guy that has also been trying to get out of play-by-play for a long time, and it makes no excuse?
I give him permission to get out.
you should be a professional every time out. But do you think that there is a level of sometimes just going through the motions, especially especially when one of his main jobs at this point is to basically hold Pat McAfee's hand in between Pat McAfee exploding and doing Pat McAfee things?
Here's the thing. I give him a little bit of the benefit of the doubt, because how many times have I opened up this show and you're not here, and I still say that whoever is replacing you is you, okay?
Yes.
Old habits die hard. He's had to do this stupid crap for 2 decades, and now all of a sudden he doesn't have to, but he can't help himself.
But that's his default switch.
But there's stuff you don't have to say, which is it should be illegal to get your head smashed into a turnbuckle. Like, illegal. We should call the police? Is that what you're saying? What do you mean by illegal? It should be a disqualification to ram someone's head into the turnbuckle, a spot from 1942? Now, I'm getting ahead of myself. We got to talk about these ratings and Raw very quickly. Not a lot to talk about. Rampage, 364 and a .11. That's fine. SmackDown, 2.3 million and .62. That's good. Collision, a 385 and a .11. Now, my whole point, I just want to bring this up. I've said this before. They're always going to get killed versus a WWE pay-per-view, including a WWE pay-per-view that airs 12 hours earlier or something.
That's not good, though.
That WWE pay-per-view aired at 2 o'clock a.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, okay? I know they claimed, people are having stay up late parties to watch the show.
Okay. We're getting have breakfast.
I'm sure 24
elimination chamber.
Wild animals decided they were going to do that. The rest of us watched it Saturday night, okay? And it killed Collision.
And that's the problem but I guess it really truly does show that you have all that time during the day. It's not like this rubbed right up against Collision coming on. You had a lot of time during the day, but I guess people are just that big of creatures of habit where they won't tune in at any point before, you know, at least enough people to hurt AEW's show, you know, that they were going to be, we're watching our wrestling at 8 and that's how this works and there's only one show we're going to watch and that's that.
Lenny says, so folks waited until 8 p.m. to watch a 5 a.m. show. Yes, a lot of people did.
Apparently
it happens every time.
Well, that's
unless you figure that they just didn't care about Collision this week with a Bryan Danielson main event. They waited until the evening to watch the show. It happens every time they do an overseas show. This is a thing.
Well, that's the thing is, I mean, I don't know how many times we have to compare this, you know, with Clash at the Castle or because Saudi Arabia is usually a different day and all that sort of stuff.
No, Saudi Arabia is usually Saturday morning.
Is it so? I mean, there you go. I mean, if that's the case, then how many times does it have to happen before you accept it? That's probably part of the trend.
So the Raw show, we're going to do the full review. Actually, we did the full review with Dave. But not a lot to talk about. But I will say this. A lot of angles, a lot of talking, a lot of quick matches. Although we did have we had a street fight. We had actually Shinsuke Nakamura and Sami Zayn turned into a very good match, but we missed literally half of it because they did two commercial breaks during this match for reasons I cannot explain. Sammy got the win, and they're doing a storyline where Gunther needs a challenger for Mania, and he has brought up multiple names. He has been approached by multiple people, and I think that what's going to happen is we're going to have our usual WrestleMania, you know, battle royal with everybody who does not have a spot on the show. The winner of the battle royal on night one gets Gunther on night two. And I presume the winner of that will be Sami Zayn. And I presume Sami Zayn beats Gunther for the title.
That's I hate that so much.
Where I think they're going there.
I hate it so much. I like the people involved in it. There's got to be a better way to get there in all of this time.
Well, they can do a multi-person.
Oh.
But there's a lot going on there.
I need more tension and stakes in ending this guy's, you know, 5-year title reign, whatever it's been now for Gunther, 900 days or whatever it is. I mean, to me, I don't know. Maybe I'm romanticizing it too much, but to me, it needs to have impact. I don't care who it is. You can tell a story with Gable and Zayn and all of these guys and have them all competing against each other because they're all fighting for the same thing here, you know. But to me, there's a better way to build the drama than do it with a battle royal. I hope there is, at least.
And we had New Day and Imperium, which Imperium won clean because it was a street fight, no DQ. And this was also a good match. Those were the only two.
Vinci helped. That was nice.
Real good matches on the show. And then other than that, we had two segments that, like, I don't know what they were thinking, if it was better on paper, but we had the Drew-Seth promo where they're going to be facing off for the title at Mania. But Drew's thing was, you should be concentrating on the match with me. Why are you going to SmackDown? Why are you involved in the Bloodline? Why are you involved with Roman? Your attention is diverted. They're going to get involved in our match. They're going to ruin it. And Seth's argument was, somebody's got to stop them. And I was like, well, that's definitely a story, but I should be caring more about Seth versus Drew when a promo segment is over and not less. And that's how I felt watching this. It was like, that's the championship match, but they're busy doing a build for a tag team match, probably on night one, the Cody and Seth versus Roman and Rock.
What color was Rollins' outfit? Would you call that Merlot?
I was not even paying any attention. Then we had the other big thing at the end was Cody beats Grayson Waller, and then Paul Heyman comes out with who he claimed were three suspended New York cops. They were his thugs. And he wants Cody to, you know, back off on his challenge to Rock. And Cody says no. That took me, what, 7 seconds?
Yeah.
Well, this took them 10 minutes. Paul Heyman is a great promo, but man, that brother was struggling out there. He was struggling to try to get 10 minutes out of this promo, in which there was nothing other than that that was said. So, and then, you know, Cody beats up the cops, says the Bloodline is not hunting him, he's hunting the Bloodline. I mean, you know, the fans were into it or whatever, but it was a really weird, long, drawn-out, nothing-happening last segment on the show. And then the last thing I want to mention is I was very hard on Nia Jax on Saturday, match with Rhea Ripley.
Mm-hmm.
Thought she sucked. And, you know, I had people, I don't know what match they were watching. I begged them to go back and just watch Nia's performance and get back to me. But I will say, and man, I was watching with a critical eye. She was miles better in this match with Liv Morgan. And it was actually almost also infuriating, because she made Liv Morgan, like, she sold so much more for Liv than she did for Rhea in Australia. And she was totally fine in this match with Liv. And then Becky flew in and attacked her. Because you see, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Becky is getting a championship match at WrestleMania, and therefore she must beat a giant. It is Becky versus Nia next week, which was set up actually months ago when Nia beat Becky clean to set up Nia's title match in Australia. Now Becky will get her win over Nia, and that will lead to her match with Rhea at WrestleMania. So there you go.
Yeah. And before we go, just want to send a shout-out to Raquel Rodriguez going out there and crushing Chelsea Green going through this MCAS thing that she has. It can't be fun to be dealing with this stuff right now, but I'm happy she's back. Look good in the Elimination Chamber. I like her as a monster. Different monster than Nia, but good for her.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Tomorrow is Dynamite. And somebody posted a screenshot of the, or they forwarded me the graphic that AEW has up for it. It's like, man, this is not what I was expecting. Granted, the one big thing they're advertising is Sting's final Dynamite before he retires. So, like, if you are in the area, that is an impetus to buy a ticket. But, I mean, literally, the advertisement is Sting makes his final Dynamite appearance before retirement, BCC versus Eddie and FTR, and Will Ospreay appears. Nothing else. We have nothing else. And, I mean, I'll keep talking about it forever, but we need more. And I know that Tony doesn't think that he needs more. Okay, he thinks that what he's been doing is perfectly sufficient. And he'll argue with you about it. But I look at lineups, and I look at crowds, and they need more. You know, it was I don't want to get on this, but like a couple of weeks ago, they were having that string of you know, poorly attended shows. And people were like, hey, you know, it's this run of shows, and then everything's, I'm still waiting for it to get better. Like, how long is this string of shows? You realize that after Revolution, they're going to do a Canada swing? I mean, it's going to be the same deal. We're doing around 2,000 fans for TV tapings, and they should be doing significantly better. And to do that, they need to be advertising further in advance. They should be doing dark matches with big stars that they advertise locally. You can only see this if you go to the show. I mean, just stuck in a loop. Hey, we'll be back later on tonight with the Brian, Vinny, and Granny, and Craig, and Sean show. Lots to talk about. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.